Welcome to Battle Cats. This is episode number 118. It is so great. I'm Aludra, and I've been hearing how awesome I am. And Danny isn't here, Mrs. Torrance. I'm Aludra. And he's Ben!
Hello, Aludra!
You never cease to confuse me with your obscure movie quotes of movies I have not seen.
It's not very obscure, Aludra.
Ben, you know me better than horror movies. Like, so much better than that.
Red rum! Red rum!
Over there! According to The Simpsons.
That's a great episode.
That is as close to that movie as I've gotten is the Simpsons episode.
You've got the shinning. You mean the shining? Do you want to get sued? That was a great episode. Absolutely great episode.
It was a great episode.
Yeah, Treehouse of Horrors is actually the best bit of The Simpsons.
I agree. So, Ben, what have you been up to? I've missed you.
I've missed you too.
It's been Benless in my week.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, now you're Ben full. That's weird.
Isn't that a dog food? Benful?
No, that's Beneful? Bentiful? I don't know.
That's close to your name, dude.
Yeah, so there's a lot of things. Like, you know, Benadryl, which I'm allergic to. Ben Gay, which I've never used.
You're better Uncle Ben's than all rice. Of this stuff. You're better than all of this stuff.
Or I'm better than it.
No, Ben. Okay.
Anyways, what have I been up to? Wow. What haven't I been up to? A lot of stuff. But, so, okay, remember how I got that SNES Classic?
Uh-huh.
Well.
And you streamed adorably with Nevermore, who was like, how do you know this stuff? It's like, you only got one game a year. You played it.
Well,
it was so cute. You guys need to watch it.
We did another stream of it, and it's up on YouTube. And there are some really great clips on my Twitch channel. It's great. We play a little bit more of that. We've actually gotten through the Forest of Illusion. So now we're into like the last two areas or worlds or whatever you want to call them and stuff. So we're getting there. I'm actually really excited about that. But slowly I've been going through and like picking my way through Legend of Zelda Link to the Past, and it ended up beating it over the last couple days because that game is so good.
Mm-hmm.
And I surprisingly just kind of stumbled upon and remembered a lot of things. There was only one thing that I actually used a quick Google search to find, and for the life of me, I couldn't remember where the magic cape was. So then I found out where
it
was.
Were you wearing it the whole time, Ben? Was the magic cape in your heart?
The magic cape is in all of our hearts. But the actual one that you wear in the game, though, the thing is, I found it where it was first, but I didn't have the Titan's Mitt in order to pick up the rock to get to it. And then I totally forgot about it and blew it off after that. So I feel, like, really stupid. But regardless, I am very happy that I got everything else in the game. And I think I've got all the heart containers too, maybe. I might be missing potentially four because I have all the hearts except for one. But if I remember correctly, that's how many you got. But I could be wrong. Maybe I just never found those four heart pieces when I played originally the first time anyway, so who knows.
Yeah, they don't tend to leave it looking all wonky, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, it could be. I don't know. Whatever. But anyways, that game, again, is still absolutely great. And it is probably my second favorite Legend of Zelda game. So I'm really happy that I have it now to just play willy-nilly whenever I want. Pretty stoked about that. Other than that, though, so, okay, here's the thing.
Oh, it's the thing, guys.
World of Warcraft is a game that I play.
Gasp, really? We're on a World of Warcraft podcast. And
well, sometimes there are people who don't play World of Warcraft who are on World of Warcraft podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
Surprisingly, that happens for some reason. But here's the thing. So in Raid, we were kind of talking, and we have ended up being very healer heavy lately. So
I noticed.
Yeah, so someone
said, I'm
getting
all the heals. I'm not dying. It's been so great. And now they're going, you guys, They're going to take the healers away, even though, you know, I kind of need my own.
Well, not exactly that we're taking away. We're just kind of looking to see, you know, where, if we have too many, what our actual options are going to be. So
there's no longer going to be a dedicated Aludra healer.
Well, you know what? The thing is technically you never had a dedicated Aludra healer. I was just really good at keeping you alive as well as everybody else.
I'm offended, Ben. What you have said offends me. I've had my own dedicated healer since Old War. When Akizad had to hotkey all of his stuff to the space bar and it automatically tagged me first.
Well, I do the whack-a-mole method where I click on a person and then hit the corresponding key on my keyboard to whatever spell I want to do.
To be fair, I have not been raiding on my mage, where I would usually need a dedicated healer.
That's true. You're actually a little bit more sturdy when you're on your demon hunter.
When Minion 1 is getting bored and doesn't have healing, he asked me if, he doesn't have anybody to heal. He asked me to go on Aludra so he can have that adrenaline rush.
Oh my god.
I swear I am the worst mage ever. It doesn't matter, have fun.
No, that means you're doing really great at maging because you're destroying all the things and you're pulling so much aggro that they're all running towards you to try to kill you because you're doing so awesome. That's how that works.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I know this because I have been like kind of working on slightly and gearing up my mage and throwing more artifact power into her sword lately. And I gotta say, I've been having fun on Argus just blowing crap up because things die fast.
Mm-hmm.
And I am not used to that because when I leveled her, artifact power was like hard to come by and artifact knowledge was like 4.
3.
Yeah. So, you know, I didn't have like 6 to 10 things of concordance in her weapon or whatever it is. I don't think it's 10 yet. But no, I'm actually doing pretty well. And I mean, I don't run with any meters anymore ever since I switched to healing, so I have no idea what her DPS actually is like, but there's a chance that maybe she'll be raiding every now and then, so I'm kind of excited about that.
Yay! Because
I did switch to healing for, you know, the good of the raid, and while I really love healing and it's a lot of fun, in fact, I think I might like it more than DPS now. But getting a chance to actually play on my mage, like in a fun, good way with friends is something that I'm really looking forward to, you know, potentially being able to do again. So looking forward to that. But let's see, other than that, yeah, I've just been really gearing that up. I've been working on my demon hunter a little bit because I finally finished the order hall for my shaman, which was pretty cool. I still haven't gotten the mount for her yet, but did that. And I gotta say, Demon Hunter leveling is really hard when you don't have gear to back it up. Because I've been going mostly through the invasions, and holy crap, I feel like I'm so weak. Like, I can't do a thing. I pull one thing, and I nearly die. And I'm like, okay, well, I'll eat over here. Then I pull another thing, and I nearly die. And okay, I'll eat over here again. So it's going kind of slow, but right now I'm doing something that is giving me a bunch of XP, but we'll get to that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How about you? What have you been up to?
Well, more pet battles than you, apparently.
Yes, you have, because I've been just doing dailies.
Ben.
Or word quests or whatever.
Ben.
Yes?
That's not enough. So send all your points to Aludra via Twitter.
No, I need points for my mage. Send them to me.
You don't need points for your mage.
Shh, quiet you.
Quiet, don't lie to get the points.
Well, that's the only way I win.
You haven't won yet.
Anyways, I know, and I haven't lied yet.
You just did!
I know, I'm trying a new change of path.
We don't do that, Ben. We don't do that here.
I know. Dang it. Why do we have to be honest?
I am disappointed, Ben.
It's okay.
Anyways, so, where to start? What have I been up to? Well, in Warcraft, I have gone on, I found, you know, I've been kind of slapdash in collecting them all lately. Lackadaisical.
But you've got to catch them all. That's the theme.
I know.
Or something else, but it applies. Now,
as we could see me on an island offshore of Asuna, to get a various burb when I checked in earlier into WoW. I've been trying to fill in the blanks. I haven't so much been doing the new stuff. I know I should be, and I know I should be focusing more on getting my concordance up for the raid team and stuff, but pet battles are there.
Just use the app. You'll be good.
App. Yes. The app, which can run on all of my mobile devices without an issue.
Yep, good call. Totally forgot about that.
Ben? Yeah. My tablet's a Samsung Galaxy Note 2. Two!
It's more than one, but less than three.
Yes. Do you know how hard it is that to find apps that still run on that?
I can guess.
Yeah, it's still working. It's still trying so hard for me, and I love it to death because it's trying so hard for me.
Like, you can hear the little miniature hamsters running inside the processor?
No, sometimes it just stops everything and just goes, no. And just everything turns off. It just goes, no.
Just literally, on screen, just no.
No. Yeah, I wish it did that, because that'd be great. But instead it goes onto blank screen, and it's like...
That's its love language. It's saying no.
I actually turned on developer settings, so when I turn off an app, it turns off all background stuffs for it. You
Good
know?
Call.
When it closes the app, it closes everything, and I still have barely enough RAM to, like, play anything. But I try anyways, and it tries for me. So, yes.
Well, my mobile effort, two, then.
My Note 2 can't do anything, and my phone is full. So... You will take my photos away from me after I beat you to death with them or something, because I'm not dying.
When you pry it from your cold, dead hand?
Yeah, see, I'm not dying for photos, but on the other hand, you're not taking them, so...
You'll take them from me when I actually lose my phone and have no idea what's coming.
Yes, there we go.
I don't know. That just doesn't work. We need to workshop that.
Yeah. Yeah, if we really do. That needs some effort put into it instead of me just going on like I did with my pet battles. Aha! Uh-huh. And
you'll take my photos when I lose my memory and forget they were there.
Yeah. Please don't let that happen.
No, it won't. You're fine.
So, it turns out if it was slightly off the beaten path while leveling and stuff, I wasn't going for it. And that's a problem. And it's... I don't think I got all the ones from Draenor, so that's how far back I gotta go.
Well, remember, there was that one, red moth that was added, like, late in the expansion?
Yeah. There's a bunch that were added later that I didn't even
But the touch. Initial leveling ones, like, you didn't. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So okay. I'm just going around and trying to fill in those gaps, get some more points than you on the old standings.
You know, I think that I might be missing a couple from Legion. I need to work on that. Thanks for inspiring me.
Oh, Ben, you're not going to do that. So then,
log in right now and do it.
No, you're not. We're doing a show. Ben, if you log in, I will not bring you brownies at BlizzCon.
Do they have nuts in them?
No.
Do they have frosting?
They can or they can't. But the frosting tastes like melted ice cream. Okay, so I give you some without it.
Oh,
I
make them both. Well, gosh, in that case, I'm not going to log in right now.
Thank you.
Okay.
The most delicious brownies in the world. Yeah, poor Ben. Poor Ben.
Darn.
So I've been getting pets in WoW.
Well, that's good.
Mostly, yes. And then... We already talked about that. So, in other news, I've been playing some Cat Girls and getting some pets there.
Cool. How's the new expansion for it?
Oh, it's so fun, but there's a lot of jumping puzzles, and I am not good at jumping puzzles. Like, I'm hilariously bad at jumping puzzles. When World of Warcraft put in a few, it was not my finest moment. And I sat there for like an hour and a half trying to do one until I just gave up. I had an audience.
Where was it?
It was in the Birdlands with the big gashy gash.
Oh, okay.
You know where I'm talking about.
Yeah, in Warlords, where all the birds are. Right?
Yes.
Yeah, see? I totally know what you're talking about.
Yes,
The Arakoa.
Yes. I don't know. I've got the toy, though, where I can be one.
Me too.
And I do the dance.
It's a good one.
So, yeah, it's a nice toy. Worth the farming. Not really, but...
Well, I mean, the thing is that they have such a unique design that just randomly popping into one when you're in, you know, like a major city or something, it's surprising to people.
I got it because I wanted to be a character from the Dark Crystal.
Ah.
Yes. Yeah, that's not annoying at all, movie.
Oh my gosh. Like, if it went on 5 minutes less than that, I'd be fine, but...
No, I wouldn't, because that's still, like, 15 minutes of bird humming. So, I've been getting pets in the other game, and it's so fun. Oh, my gosh. So, I'm a ninja, which means I'm a rogue, which means I can stealth past mobs. This needed to be in my life much sooner, because... The few times I haven't stealth past mobs, I've pulled way more than I could handle. And, oh, yeah, I'm not a demon hunter in this other game where I can't just pewty-pewty around and, oh, I'm dying. I know, I'll pull more mobs. They seriously stole my logic to make a demon hunter. Because in any other game, it doesn't work. It just, it does not work. And I'm stunned. I'm stunned. Also, it was my birthday recently.
Yes, it was.
And my family bought me a new video game, and I'm very pleased with it. And Ben, you're going to laugh so hard. It's called Ever Oasis, and it's for the Game Boy.
Do you dig?
I'm literally called a seedling. My job is to plant an oasis. There is a garden.
Oh my gosh, that's so freaking perfect.
There's a garden, and I'm a little seedling with a sword.
Nice.
And I go, all the places.
That's perfect. That's absolutely perfect.
The only thing it doesn't have is fishing.
Yet. You never know. It might come in like late in the game. You never know.
It's an adorable game with monsters out of a Full Metal Alchemist nightmare.
Oh.
All pointy with the slanty spinny eyes and stuff. It was like.
Oh, creepy.
It's an adorable game, and then this creepy monster comes out of nowhere, like, because it's part of the plot.
Oh, yeah.
But you're still like, that so doesn't fit with the aesthetic I've been seeing so far of the happy tree people in their little whirlwinds of joy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it had, like, eight eyes, and they were pointy slanty, and I was like, what the heck, game? What the heck? By the way, I do know I swore last show, and I'm sorry, so I'm trying to moderate my words.
I didn't hear any swearing from you. I just heard beeps.
Yeah,
you're fine.
Yeah. So mortified with myself. That's just what printers do to me, Ben.
Editing.
Okay. But mostly been focused on WoW and MMOs because they're super fun.
So, really quick, I need to interject. Okay.
In your Oasis... Oh, no, not give and take in this show. Ah!
I know. No, okay, so you're all, you know, the FMA eyeballs and the monsters from the Oasis game and everything like that. So, remember in Mists of Pandaria, in the Valley of the Four Winds, when you go to do, like, your montage training and stuff like that?
Yes. That, doing a montage.
That, like, misty dark forest with those monsters in there, those terrified the crap out of me when I first saw them.
That was not an okay experience.
Oh, yeah.
I think I skipped it on everybody after Aludra.
I had to do the montage. I just had to because it was just too good. But like seeing those things, like those are just terrifying mobs.
Now they come out of the mist from nowhere. Yeah.
Oh,
that was some brilliant design there. That was terrifying. I genuinely think, I mean, I leveled 3 or 4 tunes through mists. And I don't think I ever did that again.
I don't blame you. Because honestly, my first trip into that area every single time was up on the mountain and around and fell back down into right by the house because I didn't want to, you know, go through that main part. Like the part where you have to quest, like I, you know, I totally steeled myself up. I'm like, okay, we can do this. It's going to be okay. They're not that scary. I can kill them. It's okay. And, you know, I went and did the quests, and I'm like, okay, I killed enough. I don't need to run into any more. And there's some right there. Oh, crap. And, yeah. But I just had to interject, because when you're talking about that, it's that same sort of, like, gigantic, creepy eye that just really gets to you.
Yeah. I couldn't believe the disconnect. These happy tree people are having a festival, for goodness sakes, when the Chaos Nation attacks. It is... They're not even a nation, but...
They're jerks. Yeah.
What's really great about this game, though, the best part is that I got it used.
Ooh.
For, like, $10 off.
Not bad.
Yeah. I know it was a gift, and I'm not supposed to know that, but when you pop a game cartridge in and you see a saved game already...
That's very true.
Kind of gives it away, and I'm not the type of person who'd complain about this, ever. Yeah. And I'm like... I look at the guy's save game after a while, and I realize he only got to the level 3. And I'm saying the guy because it's a male character, and, you know, all that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, level 3? And you sold the game.
Well, maybe they got freaked out by the eye monsters.
No, that happens, like, in prologue. So
maybe they had enough of the eye monsters. Maybe they're having nightmares from it.
I was just like, man... I really feel bad for you because you're missing out on a fun little game, but at the same time, your loss
I might have
is
to look
my
into
gain,
it
and I just dropped a toy on my desk.
I was
my
wondering
bad.
About that. It's okay.
I was playing with her as I spoke, and then she fell.
Well, at least it wasn't a fidget spinner.
No.
Yeah, no.
No.
No. I get enough of that on my mount when I'm a mage. Fidget spinner.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you gone for the Sun Darter hatchling?
I still haven't done that yet.
I'm trying to gather all the mats, but I just need the mask thing is really tough.
Yeah, I need to get the toy from whatever mob it is.
Mm-hmm.
And that is probably going to be the bane of my existence for a while, because I have not had any good luck getting, like, drops that I want. Hence the still no torn invitation, just as I know you have not gotten your torn invitation.
Yeah, but I'm not as noticing it as much as you are. But then I was like, wait, there's a pet. I want the pet. What? So yeah, no torn invitation for battle pets.
Yeah.
First BlizzCon, now this.
Actually, I need to see if the Suramar Wither training is up, because I might have to hop in after the show and run that really quick on a couple of characters. Because I think it is. Sounds about right. But yeah. No, and that's the thing, is that I'm really sad about that, because that fox is really cool, and we're at a part of the expansion where we're going to be riding ground mounts. I want that fox, Aludra.
I know.
It's cute and cuddly, and I just want to, like, hug it.
Because it's adorable.
It is. Well, anything else going on with you?
No, I think that'll do it for now.
Yeah. Well, let's find out what's going on with World of Warcraft.
Reporting live from the Broken Isle, we have the latest from World of Warcraft. There's demons everywhere!
News.
All right, so news, and there is some news, because it's All Hallows Eve.
Oh my gosh!
The event has started, it is out, and you can go get your own Naxxie pet. He's only 150 tricky treats, and you can do that in a lazy weekend. Or you can be like Ben, and frantically grab at it in spare moments on the sly whenever you think we aren't looking. But we're looking, Ben. Yes, we're looking.
That's creepy.
I know, it's the Hallows event. It's, like, the theme.
Creepy. Ooh.
Creepy pets.
Creepy crawlers. Yeah, I've been trick-or-treating, trying to, you know, get my demon hunter some level, which she's gone up one level. She's 108 now. And, yeah, I'm pretty much done with Eastern Kingdoms. I just need to finish up around Silver Moon, but I'm at about maybe 60 or so. So, you know, getting there. I figure by the time I get through Kalimdor and, like, maybe Northrend, I'll probably have enough. But, okay, so this isn't pet related, but do you know what else they have available for 150 tricky treats?
A lot of things.
Okay. Do you remember the Chinese dragon costumes that they had, where you could be the head, the middle, or the butt?
In Overwatch?
No, in World of Warcraft for the Chinese New Year.
No, I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah. So, okay. It's great. They have the, you know, so that you could be like, you know, a giant long Chinese dragon, right? Mm-hmm. Well, now, for 150 trick-or-treats, you can be a horse head, or for another 150, you can get a horse butt, and then you can run behind someone and be a horse in a costume.
Do you know what would make that even better?
What?
If you were in a party with a person who was a head and another person who was the butt, you could mount them.
That would be great. And just that totally run, so awesome. Run together, mm-hmm. be attached. Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So not only am I going to get Naxie, I am going to be going through and getting myself some horse costume because it's great.
Ben's going to be horsing around.
Yeah. And I'll wear the butt and then I'll be a horse's patootie.
Rear end.
Yeah. Yeah. So, as you said, Naxie is the addition to all the other Hollow's Eve pets. And remember, that means that the other Hollow's Eve pets are actually available. So you're looking at the Cursed Berman, which, if I remember correctly, is a cat. The mm-hmm. Sinister Squashling, which is a pumpkin. Widget the Departed, also a cat. And the Feline Familiar, which is also a cat. There's a lot of cats.
If you're wondering how to get a creepy crate, there's a small quest line that popped up. I don't know if it pops up every year because I always did it.
I think it does because I know that it is available again.
But, yes, but you can only do it once it's flagged as finished. There we go.
Yeah. Also, make sure to be on the lookout for the ominous pet treats. Be sure to turn and what that will do is surely turn your pets towards the void. And there's also some costumes for the perky pug. So, you know what? Have fun. There's a lot of cool stuff for this holiday.
Yep. It's got you covered pet-wise. I mean, if you pet collect, if you do costumes, if you just want to have a small floating Naxxramas following you around everywhere you go.
Totally. Now what we need is like a mini Dalaran as well. And then they can duke it out.
Yeah, they can go crash. Yeah. Oh, we can play Castle Crashers.
Oh, yes, totally. Mm-hmm. Perfect.
But with real castles that are crashing.
I like it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Now, is that the only place that you can find Halloween pets?
No, Ben, it's not. Because you need to go to your garrison. Yes. To use that Hearthstone, go to your garrison and don't complain because I know. And,
it's a garrison and you draw.
No, Ben. No.
Garrison.
I wish I could mute you right now. Why can't I mute you?
I don't want you to mute me.
So anyways, go there. Set your decorations. This is really important. Set your decorations to Halloween. If not, I'm pretty sure all the dailies are back up for you to re-get the themes.
And you should be able to get the one for the pets like by doing the thing once.
Yeah, by doing it once, you should be able to get the pet decoration one. And then go run around your garrison and catch the three pets that spawned. They are the ghostly maggot. There you go. The ghastly rat. And the spectral spinner.
Ooh.
Remember, you have to have the All Hallows decor up to get it. No halvesies, Halloween, Christmassy. No. Christmas stuff will make them pop up. You gotta have it.
Yeah. So if you have, let's say you never did any of the holidays whatsoever, you can just get the thing for the pets and just put that up, and that counts because you don't have mm-hmm. Christmas up. Or if you have Christmas up, you just talk to the lady and say, like, hey, take them down. Holidays are over. It's canceled. And then you can put Halloween back up. That's what I did anyway. So yeah. But yeah, Hallow's Eve is always fun. You know what else is a lot of fun, though?
Ben, that's so broad a topic. I mean, what else is fun?
Blizzard specifically is a lot of fun. That might be coming up in 2 weeks or a week or whatever, however many days.
How am I supposed to do this if you don't even know numbers?
It's BlizzCon.
Oh, that.
That's right, folks. BlizzCon is coming. We're going to be there. Are you going to be there? Well, I'm not asking you. I'm asking them. They can't really respond right now, but yeah. You need to be at BlizzCon. So here's the thing. Every year for the past 3 years, this will be the fourth, at BlizzCon in the AIE Guild Hall, we've had the crowning for the winner and champion of Battle Pets for the year. We don't know exactly when the time will be yet, but we'll figure it out. So here's the thing. Get in your last minute points because I'm in the lead, guys. I'm actually winning by a good stretch this time. So if you want Eludra to win, you need to get those votes in. You need to send those points. You need to get it done now.
Now!
Now.
And if you're content to let Ben win.
Or if you're happy to let me win, send me more points.
Content to let Ben win.
Happy to. Real time translation. Happy to. Send those in. We'll repeat it at the end of the show, but tweet them to us. Make sure you put Battle Pets Show in your tweet in order for us to see it. Or you can always email us at battlepetshow@gmail.com. Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I will say, though, that I wouldn't have half as many points as I do have if it wasn't for my doghouse system. Because my computer lets me play World of Warcraft. Because guess what? That's how I get a lot of my points, because I'm actually logging in and going for those raiding with Leash's pets and capturing them, being all like, look, Eludra, I got them all. So I don't act like a jerk. I don't know why I did just then.
I know. I'm sitting here going, Ben, you are like trying to sabotage yourself with points.
I know. What's wrong with me?
I don't know if I should say anything.
What is wrong with me?
Ben is really playing himself as a lying jerk this show.
I don't know.
And I'm confused. This is a very confusing thing for me.
But I will say, though, Doghouse Systems is great. If you go to doghousesystems.com and put in Battle Pets for your promo code, you will get double the memory for free. And you get your computer, you'll have one of the best gaming systems there is. That's right. doghousesystems.com/ Battle Pets for your promo code, and you get a great PC loaded with great games that's going to be awesome for a long, long time.
And I know where Ben was going with his misspoken promo code. He was going to say Bridge 10, but Ben, Bridge 10 is used for Loot Crate.
I know.
Loot Crate, where you get like con swag year round sent to your doorstep.
It is really cool.
Nominal fee.
It is great. Go to try.
So what if you got to cancel until that you found out of this month's
mythical.
This is an ongoing thing with Ben. He's always saying, I'm going to cancel this because, you know, it is a bit of an extravagance, we're going to admit. Not a very expensive one.
No, but it's actually not. Yeah,
but you get so much cool stuff, and Ben keeps going, I'm going to cancel because it's great, but, you know, I'm getting too much stuff. And then he sees what the new stuff's going to be, and he's like,
I'll do it next month.
Eludra, how about if I send you some stuff? And I go, I would like some stuff.
That's right. You know what? I'm not entirely sure when the time is closing for this month's crate, but I can tell you it's got stuff from Stranger Things, from Ghostbusters, just fun stuff. I'm really looking forward to it. So if you want to get in on Loot Crate, go to trylootcrate.com/battlepets. Put in Bridge 10 for your promo code.
Bridge 10, the one Ben wants to plug everywhere.
Yes. Speaking of plugging.
No.
Let's.
No. Again, Ben.
I know. That didn't work. I'm like.
No. Again, Ben.
Okay. You can segue it. Go for it.
All right, well, with that all finished, let's move on to boss battles.
As I'm trying to battle my way through those promos, let's take a look at boss battles.
Round one, fight. Boss battles.
Eludra, we are continuing in High Mountain with the world quests.
No.
Yeah, no, we are. We are. And you know what this one is? It's Snail fight! No, it's not where you throw snails at other people. It's not where you... Funny you should do that, Eludra. Because later on of the, different pet names and stuff. But Snail Fight is located at 4422 in High Mountain. Now, the first...
Everybody not seeing the live stream of this, which would be nobody, is going to be very confused by that comment. Thanks, yeah. Ben.
Wait till you get to the third pet. Anyways, the first pet that you're going to be fighting against is Rocklick. It's a snail. Rocklick's first ability is Water Jet. This is where he blasts your pet with a spray of water, dealing aquatic damage. Next up, we have Spiny Carapace, which is usually on, like, you know, spiders and crabs and stuff. So, you know, go for Rocklick. He's a snail with a spiny carapace. Good job. Anyways, this ability deals aquatic damage each time Rocklick takes direct damage. Now, the effectiveness is tripled for one round if this ability is used while it is already active. Thing is, it lasts for 5 rounds, so just kind of keep an eye on it. Last but not least, we have Stone Form. Rocklick will enter a stone state and restore health for each turn for 3 turns.
All three!
Yes. 1, 2, 3. Uno, dos, tres. Un, deux, trois.
You done.
Ice, five, dry.
Okay, well, now while he's drinking from his tracer cup, I can talk about slow-mo. No, it's not actually slow-mo, and it's not actually one of the Three Stooges. He's another snail. His first ability is Absorb. This ability deals undead damage. Slow-mo will also be healed for 100% of the damage dealt. Second ability is Shell Shield. Shocking that a snail would have a shell shield. The beast ability reduces damage from each attack that you fire at slow-mo. It lasts 5 rounds. Minimizing Ben.
I'm only talking in slow-mo.
He is very distracting, people. Finally is Headbutt.
Headbutt.
Slow-mo will headbutt you, dealing beast damage. This also has a 25% chance to stun the target.
You'd think you'd be able to dodge that. Just to, you know.
He's slow.
Yeah, but he's got
we
power.
Should be able, yeah, we should totally be able to dodge his headbutt.
Mm-hmm. Last but not least, it's Snot. Not, it's not. It is Snot.
Like booger snots.
Yeah. And it's another snail!
Ew!
It's another snail! Snot's first ability is Ooze Touch. Snot will ooze onto your pet, dealing magical damage. That's nasty.
There's nothing pleasant about this description. Thank you, Blizzard. Yeah. Thank you. I wonder if they name these things just to hear us say them sometimes.
Probably. Next up, we have Acidic Goo. This ability has Snot spit poison goo onto your pet, dealing critter damage each round and increasing damage taken by 25% for 3 rounds. Goo. And last but not least, we have Dive. With this ability, Snot submerges, becoming unattackable for 1 round. On the next round, it attacks, dealing aquatic damage. Ew.
Ew! And ew!
Ew. Big time ew. That's just, that's nasty. But you know what? Way to go, Blizzard, for being incredibly creative with the naming of your pets. I guess. I don't know. But then again, I don't usually run around with 3 snails. So, you know, good on that person for figuring out a way to do it, I guess?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
It's like those bug fanatics over in Pokemon.
Oh, where right.
They will have any three to six bugs. And it's like, mm-hmm. My name is Bug Fanatic. It's like, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, you could have called yourself anything in this world, and you chose Bug Fanatic.
Well, some people just really like bugs. I mean, if you could, would you call yourself Ice Cream Fanatic?
No.
You just don't like ice cream that much?
No.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. From what I've seen online, if you have a Terraclaw, or a Terraclaw hatchling, mm-hmm. That'll work. Yeah, just use that. You'll be fine.
Yeah, because they're all critters, so a beast will really tear through them. Mm-hmm. And the Terraclaw hatchling, you can pretty much carry another pet with.
Yeah, for the most part.
And we want to do these as quickly and as simply as we can.
Exactly. That's the best way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Anyways, that is Snail Fight. Seriously, don't throw snails at people. That's not nice.
Gross. It's gross.
That is gross.
That's not a good way to make friends.
No, not at all. But, of course, that brings us to one of my favorite segments.
Pet Spotlight.
You really need to learn to pause it to say zone.
No, because if I pause it and then it when it picks back up, it'll say pet again. So I could work with the hold on. Let's do this live. Okay, hold on. You might still hear it because the way it sounds. Okay, hold on. Right here we go.
Yeah.
Pet zone
spotlight.
See?
That wasn't as much fun. I just like talking over it.
I think it worked.
Okay. Well, then maybe we'll work on that. We'll workshop it.
Yes.
Yeah.
If we could just take this conversation and put it in every episode, I'd be okay with that.
We'll see.
It's a 2-minute long bumper.
Yeah, I've had worse.
So Zone Spotlight, where we're going to the Antorian Wastes. They're not so wastely when you have all the pets you can find there.
There's a ton. Remember last episode where we went to Kroken or whatever, and there were so many?
Mm-hmm.
It's similar.
Kroken?
Kroken. Kroken. It's Kroken. Like it's a frog.
Okay.
I don't know.
I don't either.
I don't know how to say it.
I have no idea where you went with that, Ben.
I went to Kroken. Krokun?
The worst part is I know what he's saying, and I'm still just sitting here going, mm?
It's not. So what pets are available in the Antorian Wastes?
All right, so from pet battling, which means wandering around and seeing what you can pick up, you can get yourself a Antorian Bile Larva and an Antorian Bile Scourge.
Ooh.
There's a comma there implying that there should have been a third, but I'm pretty sure that's the entire list.
Wait, there is a third pet, but you get this from questing. That's right, you can get the Cross Gazer from the quest A Pile of Intact Demon Eyes.
Ew.
I don't really want to collect them.
No.
Yeah, not fun. But that brings us to one of my absolute favorite segments.
As the last one was said to be.
Pet Spotlight.
It's Pet Spotlight. It's entirely different than Zone Spotlight. Entirely different. Because we spotlight a pet, not a zone.
Okay.
So different.
So very different. My bad. My mistake.
Yeah. Very different.
I know. My bad. I said my bad, Ben. What more do you want?
Okay. Well, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and kick this off. Because I want to tell you about one of my favorite pets, the feline familiar, which you could get right now in Hollow's End. Now, here's the thing. I didn't put this pet on here because I use it a lot in battle. I use it because she is freaking stylish. She is a cat that has a witch hat on her head, which is amazing. I love it. But here's the best part. If you get on your mount and you run around or you fly off or you do something else, well, basically, go really fast. The feline familiar hops on a little tiny broom and follows you. That is such great design. I love it when Blizzard does really fun, cool, cute things like that. So everybody make sure, if you haven't got one yet, get yourself a feline familiar. It's a cute, cuddly cat with a witch hat.
Cute, cuddly cat with a witch hat. It's feline familiar.
Exactly. And it has its own theme song, like Eludra just sang.
I just made it up.
I never would have noticed that. Mind blown. Holy crap.
It's not an official theme song, it's is like, what I was saying.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, it's like you've sung that 100 times.
I might have. To be honest, we're talking about me, right?
That's true. So that's very true. What about you? Do you have a pet for a spotlight this week?
It's not feline familiar. Yes! Okay, so a few years ago in Miss Pandaria, I was given a gift.
Ooh.
People sometimes give me pets.
Was it candy?
And I do get a lot of candy from this person, now that you mention it, but no, not this time.
I know who gave it to you. Hi, Ro.
No, Ro.
Oh.
And Ro does give me candy, but
yeah,
he does it in a burst.
Oh,
whereas
okay.
This is like a year-long trickle of here, because she doesn't actually like candy.
Oh, okay.
And, well, just to know me is to feel the sugar high. Am I wrong?
No, you're not.
Ben gets contact sugar highs so bad after this show, you guys, it takes him half an hour to cool down just to go to bed.
Yeah, it honestly does. That's why I'm like, okay, we got to end the call. And then I'm hopping on WoW and I'm like, got to go to sleep. Reading comic books.
He's hundreds of miles away.
Just to calm down.
You make crack?
No, take crack. Just to calm down.
There's Ben drinking coffee. Got a lure.
I don't actually do that. I just want to make that very clear. I do drink coffee, but usually not after like 4 because it does keep me up quite late.
Okay, so back to this.
Oh man, I could kill for some coffee. That sounds so good right now, though.
You're so gross. Coffee's gross. So this was off a rare spawn, and it didn't always drop. And I was gifted one. It is an Aqua Strider.
Yay!
And I promptly took it and named it Doodlebutt.
Yay!
I didn't want to get flagged.
Boo!
Black marks on my Blizzard account that I know of and can control, like when I name pets Little Bish. I only do it temporarily for like 5 minutes. And so I renamed it to Doodles because Doodle Butt just seems like it'd be noticed and flagged immediately. But if you look at his little carapace butt, it has some doodles on it.
Yeah.
And I actually use doodles all the time, unlike Ben and his spotlight. I mean, if I ever need an aquatic pet, Doodles is my go-to. It's my go-to bug. Because Doodles knows pump.
Mm-hmm.
And rain.
Yes. They're
and,
a good combo.
I mean, yeah. What else is there to
rain,
know?
Rain, pump, pet's dead.
Mm-hmm. Unless it's not, and then you just bring in another Aqua Strider. But this is the best one because it's the fancy you needed to get it from a drop, unlike mm-hmm. the ones where you just walked up to a pond and got it. Those guys aren't bad, don't get me wrong, and they actually look exactly the same. But this
but you'll know.
Is Doodles. Yes, you know.
You'll know.
You know the difference.
Yeah, and if I remember correctly, now don't quote me on this because it's been a really long time, but I forget the name of the mob, but it drops off of one of the fish people in the the bug zone in Pandaria.
Yes.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like, it spawns in a little rock in a pond.
In the middle of a pond, mm-hmm. he's like, yeah, exactly. I don't remember either because I did not do my research for this bit. Yep. I just picked my pet.
I actually hunted him and ended up getting him as a drop. So I know that place rather well.
Yes, and this was a gift for my birthday, and I will remember that
it's
because I typically remember how I got my pets, and yes, that includes all 800. I pretty much know how I got all of them.
You know how I got all the ones that require you to pet battle?
Yeah, you pet battle.
That I pet battled them
because they're not tradable. If
that's
you
exactly
catch them in a
how
pet
I got
battle,
them. That's exactly how I got them. You're good. You
yeah,
should do
I
like
know.
A podcast about pet battles or something.
Ben, we're in the middle of it.
Oh my gosh. You've been recording everything I've been saying?
No, you've been recording everything you've been saying.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
I have no words. I have nothing. You actually, I got nothing to go from there.
Well, you know what? With that, let's go ahead and talk about some other pets that you might come across in team building.
Team building.
Welcome to team building, where we take two random words and then try to fit any pets we can into these two random words. Ben, if you come across pets with these two random words, I suggest running. Running hard and running fast.
Okay, okay. Good call.
Because this week's words are twerking beast. There's a story there. We will not share.
No, we won't.
But it amused us, and there we go.
Yeah, that's how it works.
It's pretty much how it works. Yeah, we used to use a random number generator, but we just have more fun doing it this way now.
Yep, because we're random as heck, in case you haven't noticed.
All right, so twerking beast, my team is the Kunlai Runt, because I know he's a humanoid, but have you ever seen a beast more likely to twerk than a Kunlai Runt?
Maybe.
A Bigfoot. This Bigfoot guy knows how to throw down. And so, at this party where he is busting his moves, the Arcane Eye is there to cast the spotlight on this twerking beast.
Okay, yeah. I see what you're doing there.
And then we have Rascal Bot. The boombox, because honestly, that guy looks like a boombox.
Definitely.
Who's gonna drop the beats for the twerking? Rascal Bot.
And if you don't know what a boombox is, go to Google and type the 80s.
It's a giant MP3 player.
That plays cassettes. And has a radio.
Cassettes are the VHSs of music.
What a VHS is, it's an analog version of a DVD. What a DVD is, it's a less inferior, it's a more inferior thing than a Blu-ray.
Yes.
I think we're good there. That work?
I think you took it too far. Yeah.
Hey, at least we didn't go back to 8-track for some reason. Of course, that's going further back, so I guess we don't need to. Anyways, so Aludra, for Twerking Beast, I went an entirely different way. I know that totally blows your mind, because I never do that.
So much, I have no words for my shock.
So, have you ever seen a cat, like, hunt something where it's all crouched out, ready to pounce, and it wiggles its little butt because it's getting its footing and everything?
Yeah, it's gathering its feet up under it.
Yep. I would say that's a twerking beast. So, I went with some cats.
Ben's got a theme, and it's Hallows Eve, guys.
And well, I went with three that are really cute that you can get at the pet stores. I went with Bright Paw, Cinder Kitten, and Mischief. All little twerking beast cats. Just shaking their little butt, trying to hunt something. You're looking at me weird.
I'm just like...
No, seriously.
They're not doing that out of joy, like the Kunlai Runt is.
Yeah, but they're still
doing that
it.
Out of hunts.
Yeah, but they're going to get food and they're going to be happy with that. So they're kind of doing
gonna
it.
No, they're
going
to bring it back to you for being an idiot who doesn't know how to kill.
No, I was presenting it as like, hey, look, I'm sharing this with you because I love you.
And I don't want you to die, you dumb hunter.
I'm not dumb. And I don't play a hunter, mostly.
Mostly.
They mostly come at night. Mostly.
Mostly. Ben knows where I take that stuff.
Yes. Anyways, next episode, to fit in with the BlizzCon theme, is Big Reveal.
Big Reveal.
And we know there's going to be huge pet battle reveals at BlizzCon, right, Blizzard?
Oh, yeah. I've been poring over the schedule. And there's nothing on the schedule about it, but I know there's...
That's why it's a secret.
Is it in? Yes.
Opening ceremonies, 100% pet battling.
It is. It's got to be. Forget Overwatch. Forget Diablo. It's pet battling time.
No, in fact, Diablo won't even have anything at BlizzCon because of the pet battling reveal, right?
Oh, dang.
But, so just to let you know, our next episode is going to take place after BlizzCon because I am going to be out of town at a wedding and then also out of town at BlizzCon, so we won't be able to record. So... We're looking forward to hearing what your predictions are and then maybe go over them later or something. I don't know.
Give me all the points for the superior team, guys.
I'm better. I mean, just look at cat videos of cats just wiggling little butts. It'll be happy. But if you want to send us points, you can always contact us at wowbattlepets@gmail.com. Our website and archives can be found at battlepet.net on iTunes and Stitcher too.
You can follow us on Twitter. Ben is at Ben the Mage. I am at Aludra's Pets. And of course, the show is at Battle Pets Show.
And remember, if you're giving us points over Twitter, you need to make sure to tag Battle Pets Show. Otherwise, it doesn't count.
I think Ben throwing in all these rules so I get less points.
That has always been the rule.
No.
Yeah.
Not before we had the show Twitter.
Well, once we had the show Twitter, that was the rule. Go back and listen.
Ben's cheating, guys. Do you hear this? First he lies.
No, I am not dishonest at all. On my honor as a mage. I'm going to do this, maybe, because I'm casting a spell.
You don't play a mage anymore, Ben.
I just said I was in the beginning of the show. Anyways, you can listen to us. Well, you can listen to me on another show called Azeroth Roundtable. It's a general WoW show. And of course, our theme, Serpent Rider's Hero, is by those amazing folks at Blizzard, and our bumpers were done by Coltrane and myself. Battle Pets was written by myself and Aludra, and is copyrighted to us as well.
Thanks for listening!
Bye, everybody! Seriously, twerking butts. Cats. Chasing stuff.
No, that's not twerking.
You're shaking
that's barely... It's a wiggle, and it's twitch, but I'm telling you, it's not a twerk.